It's Wrestling with Jim Ross on News Talk Radio, AM 750 WSB. You can talk with America's leading wrestling broadcaster and his guests. Call 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thanks very much, and welcome everyone to the program. Glad to have you with us here tonight. We're going to be talking a lot about the Clash of the Champions tonight and whatever else is on your mind. We're going to have an open line tonight, and so we're going to be taking as many phone calls as we can, so we'll be getting to the telephones directly, as they say. Big weekend here in Atlanta with salute to Richard Petty this weekend, and, of course, the Falcons' victory this afternoon in the Georgia Dome over the Phoenix Cardinals. I called on the St. Louis Cardinals once this morning, but when I was a young man, it was the St. Louis Cardinals, and you can't break an old dog of new tricks or something. I don't know. Anyway, the congratulations go out to the Falcons, and we'll be back on the air with them next Sunday morning at 10:35 on the Tailgate Show from beautiful Buffalo, New York, exactly where I wanted to go the latter part of November. It's a great city. I don't want to make anybody from Buffalo mad, but it's cold up there, and I'm not real fond of cold weather. So it's the weather, it's not the people or the city. Clash of the Champions this Wednesday night on TBS, 2.5 hours live in prime time, a big WCW wrestling special. And I think that a great deal of effort is being put in from the production department graphically and a lot of other ways to make the show really neat. And I know that the wrestling department has certainly been working long hours to try to come up with the best matchups. And I think the lineup is very solid. We'll be talking about the lineup and the television program and answering your questions about it as the hour progresses. Remember, it's going to be originating from Macon, Georgia, at the Coliseum down there. And tickets are still available at the Coliseum box office. They'll be open tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. In advance this week. And, of course, from 10 a.m. on Wednesday all day right up and through match time. And also they're running a special, two kids admitted free with a paid adult admission. That's down in Macon at the Coliseum. If you can't, if you'd like to be with us, it's going to be a lot of fun. I hope if you can be with us live that you'll do so. If not, hope you'll catch it on TBS this Wednesday night at 8:05 Eastern Time, 7:05 Central. Now, tomorrow night, we'll be at Center Stage. That will be at 7 o'clock starting time. I'll be telling you about that national television taping tomorrow night. Some big matchups scheduled for tomorrow night. I'll tell you about later in this hour. We'll also be telling you more about the WCW warehouse sale. Real neat idea, and something I know that if you're in the Atlanta area, you're going to want to participate in. The WCW warehouse sale is going to be coming up on, my date is December the 5th, and that's going to be at the Omni, as a matter of fact, and we'll talk about that. We'll have WCW magazine trivia. We'll look at our calendar. We'll look at what's coming up this weekend on television, and we'll also be talking about the spectacular Thanksgiving night event in the Omni, WCW in the Omni on Thanksgiving night. Really tradition. I don't know how many years it has been. I'm sure maybe somebody could call me tonight and let me know that has lived here in Atlanta for quite some time. But I know that for many, many Thanksgiving nights, wrestling has been held in the Omni. This Thanksgiving, no exception. 8 o'clock is the starting time. The Thunder Cage event, 8 men come dressed as you are, street fight. That may be what the Falcons in Buffalo will have next Sunday, a street fight, because that's what it's going to take in hostile territory up there. But in the Omni on Thanksgiving night, Thunder Cage is really a bizarre, huge cage. It's never been used in the Omni before. It's the biggest cage in the sport. It covers the ringside area as well as the ring. And we'll talk about that. Tickets, by the way, start at $5 up to $25, 25 to 5 bucks for at all Ticketmaster outlets. And for you folks that might want to attend Starrcade, that's going to be here in Atlanta on Monday, December 28th on pay-per-view. The live event will originate, as I said, from the Omni on the 28th of December. And tickets for Starrcade 92 will go on sale Thanksgiving night at intermission at the Omni. So we will be talking about those things and whatever else is on your mind here tonight on the program. Again, glad you're with us. Big sports weekend, as we said. A lot of good things have happened here in Atlanta. It's an exciting weekend for some of our television broadcasts, I felt. And I think we're really going to go into this Wednesday night with a great deal of momentum. Looking here at my notes, is there anything else I've erroneously left out. There's some real exciting things coming up this weekend on television that we'll be talking about as well. So a lot of things, a lot of ground to cover here, as they say. We're going to get right to the telephones. And this portion of Wrestling with Jim Ross is brought to you by our good friends at Georgia Power. And that on fine note, we will go to not Jeff Van Note, but a fine note. He's a fine guy, too. Let's go to Greg in Mapleton. Greg, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
At Halloween Havoc, what match did Sting and Jake get, and who won?
They had a coal miner's glove match, and Sting won that momentous occasion. Let's talk to Tom in Duluth. Tom, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. How you doing?
Hey, good evening, Jim. First of all, I'd like to make one comment, and then I have a question for you about Starrcade.
Okay.
My comment is, with the resurgence of professional athletes in their elder years coming back in sports, George Foreman to be an example, I'd love to see Dusty Rhodes get back into it. I don't care what it would take money-wise getting back in there for a couple of bouts, but I know I'd definitely pay ticket price to see it.
Well, I'm sure that he would probably agree with you there. I think Dusty still has a lot of competitiveness left in him. So, I'm sure that if things were worked out, it wouldn't be Dusty's undoing. I think he'd like to compete.
I'm pulling for him, by God, but I'd also like to say Starrcade. I went to the Starrcade here in Atlanta a couple years ago when it was the Iron Man competition, and I really liked that format. I don't know what you guys got going this year, but that certainly was an interesting format, and I'd like to see it again sometime, if not Starrcade, then some other pay-per-view event.
All right, Tom, thanks very much for your call tonight from Duluth. Starrcade this year will have a little different look. There will be a World's Heavyweight Championship match, a Unified World Tag Title match. There will be an NWA Heavyweight Title match. As a matter of fact, I'll let the cat out of the bag a little bit on that. This weekend it will be announced on television that one of the matches signed for Starrcade will be Masa Chono defending the NWA title against the great Muta. And that match will take place. So that's three title matches. And the King of Cable finals will be held at Starrcade as well, in addition to the Battle Bowl, which is will be pared down to 16 men this year. So there will be 16 men involved in that situation. I think that's right, if I'm not mistaken. So eight men, well, I know that there will be, when they all advance, there will be end up being, I think, eight men in the Battle Bowl final. So the Battle Royal, I think, will be a little bit more competitive with that number of people in there. But you've got a world title match, unified tag title match, Muta and Chono for the NWA title, and then the King of Cable finals. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk to Patty in Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how you doing, Jim?
Good, thank you.
My question is, do you know when WCW will be in Murfreesboro, Tennessee again?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Patty, I've got the November calendar. I'm looking right at it, and I don't see Murfreesboro. I see it's going to Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, uh-huh. Chattanooga, Tennessee. But I don't think that we are scheduled, as far as I know, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, in the month of November. And I'm looking here. I was going to see if I could look very quickly here at Loudon, Tennessee, I think, is a benefit event. But there's no Murfreesboro the rest of this year.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Sorry about that, Patty. I wish I had better news for you. Let's see here. Let's talk to Rex. You're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and AM 750 WSB. I thank you for calling.
Yeah, good evening, Jim. Couple of quick questions. What's the status of Jake Roberts?
Jake Roberts is on a medical leave of absence, and I don't know if or when he will return.
Due to an injury?
It's a personal situation that I'd rather not elaborate on. It's a private matter, and I've really said all I need to say about it.
And I respect that. Two, somebody close to WCW, and this might sound a little bit presumptuous, but has told me that Scott Steiner, who is the current World TV Champion,
mm-hmm.
had words with Bill Watts, threatened to leave the organization, and because of the contract or whatever, the matter has been left up in the air. Can you confirm or deny or elaborate?
Well, I think that as far as a confrontation with Scott Steiner, Bill Watts, I did not see that, so I certainly cannot comment on that. If it occurred, it probably was amplified 10 times before you heard it, Rex, quite frankly. And secondly, the Steiner brothers have been in contract negotiations with WCW because theirs is about to expire. And I know that one of the sticking points, it seems to be, is that they want a no-cut clause. They want, you know, and that's insanity for any company to adhere to, whether it be the National Football League or WCW. So I really don't know where it's going to go from there. I hope that things can be worked out. They're great athletes, but everybody's got to have checks and balances. And we've got to have checks and balances right here because we've got to take a break. And we're going to do that. This portion of Wrestling with Jim Ross is brought to you by our good friends at Georgia Power. We'll be back right after this timeout on AM 750 WSB.
Hi, this is Tony Schiavone of World Championship Wrestling. You're listening to Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. If you'd like to call and talk, call in Atlanta at 872-0750 or outside of Atlanta, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And Tony Schiavone will be sitting in here next week in this very chair or one very similar to it. He won't be covering as much of the chair up as I do. He's lost a lot of weight, and I haven't. I'll be in Buffalo with the Falcons for the Falcons and the Bills game. Tony will be here next week, and I'm sure that we're going to have some interviews from the Clash of the Champions, some fun things, and taking your calls here next week. Well, there's a lot of commercials on this program. It's wonderful to have every spot sold, a sold-out program. That's good, and that's a credit to our producer, Daryl Harris. And on that occasion, I'm going to read the weather now from our meteorologist. You know him. You love him. He's a champion of weatherman. Kirk Headlock Mellish says that tonight it's going to be clear and with a low of about 35 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 58, a low of 38. And right now on Peachtree, on top of Peachtree to be exact, it's 42 degrees here in Atlanta. Let's take a very quick look at the calendar of coming events tomorrow night in Atlanta on West Peachtree. It's center stage, 7 o'clock starting time, national TV taping. Tickets for that event are free. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Seating is limited. They've been filling it up, and it's a great atmosphere. And I hope you can join us sometime. That's about a block or two from the Art Center MARTA station. This Wednesday, Macon, Georgia Coliseum. Great seats available for that. Two kids admitted free with a paid adult admission at the Coliseum. That's where the Clash of Champions will be down in Macon on Wednesday night. This Thursday night, WCW travels to Joplin, Missouri, and Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. On Friday night, they will be in Topeka, Kansas at the Expo Center. A triple header of sorts on Saturday, a benefit event in New Brockton, Alabama at the Farm Center. In the afternoon this Saturday in St. Joseph, Missouri at the Civic Center. And then in the evening in Kansas City, Kansas at Memorial Hall 1 week from today, 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Springfield, Missouri at the Shrine Mosque. And then a week from tomorrow in Columbus, Georgia, at the Municipal Auditorium. And then on to Salisbury, Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, the Omni in Atlanta on Thanksgiving night, Chattanooga, Tennessee on Friday the 27th, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee on Friday the 27th, on the 28th of Saturday the 28th, Greenwood, South Carolina Civic Center in Phil Campbell, Alabama at the Northwest Community College. And then on Sunday the 29th, a 2 o'clock event in Rome, Georgia, at the Memorial Gym. That's in Rome, Georgia, Sunday afternoon, November 29th at 2. That evening in Birmingham, Alabama, at the State Fair Arena. So that's pretty much a look at the month of November. Now let's get back to the telephones, and we're going to talk to David in Austell. You're on Wrestling with Jim Ross. David, thanks for holding.
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Jim, I want to ask a question tonight about Scott Steiner.
Okay.
I know he has a bruised thigh muscle, isn't it?
Yep.
And is WCW going to be consistent in its rules and strip him of the television title like they did Brad Armstrong of the light heavyweight belt?
Well, they gave Brad Armstrong two additional weeks, and I'm not exactly sure. I would think that Scott Steiner's probably, I'd have to look the dates, David, to be quite honest with you. I'll answer your question. I feel like that they're going to be consistent with their implementation of the 30-day clause. He may get an extension like Brad Armstrong got. A couple of weeks, but it's got to be getting close to that now. And I would think that WCW officials will have to make a decision on Scott Steiner on his status and on his future here in the next few weeks.
What was it that they gave Sting when he was hurt in April?
I don't remember. Was it 30 days, wasn't it?
No, they gave him, what was it, a commitment waiver or something that he had a couple of extra weeks?
Yeah, well, I remember that. They can do that, and they have done that, and they may do it here. But I think that if they do, that he will get the same opportunity that those other athletes did, and that will be a couple of extra weeks to see if he can come around and defend the title. If he couldn't at that point, then I'm sure that he'd be stripped of it.
Thanks a lot,
Dave. All right, David. Thank you for calling. Let's talk to Daniel in Savannah. Daniel, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross and AM 750 WSB in Atlanta. Daniel?
How you doing, Jim?
Good.
I know that there's been a lot of new talent come in. Is there anybody else you're negotiating with?
They're looking at a lot of people. I don't think in all the years that I have been here in Atlanta with Turner Broadcasting and WCW have I seen so many people being evaluated on videotape. I'm really not at liberty to say, because I've seen them look at a lot of tape of a lot of people. Obviously, they can't take them all, and some of them that they probably wouldn't want to take, quite frankly. But no new names right now. But I'll tell you this. All the people that are going to compete in Battle Bowl will not be WCW regulars. There will be some new faces and maybe some old faces in the Battle Bowl competition. And those names will be announced this Wednesday. And we appreciate it. Savannah's a great city. We enjoyed our several opportunities to come down there. Let's talk to Brenda in Columbia, Pennsylvania. Brenda, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross, and I thank you for holding.
Good evening. I was wondering about what do you think about Brian's new attitude?
Well, I'm not extremely fond of the personality traits that we're seeing exhibited right now, but you certainly can't deny the fact that he's a very tenacious athlete. He's always been intense, so maybe this is more of his natural personality. I really don't know. I know this. To survive in the NFL for 4 years as he did before he tore up his shoulder, you have to be an extraordinary athlete. And he had to be very, very intense to be able to do that. So, Brenda, to be honest with you, I'm not extremely excited about his attitude, but, you know, he didn't ask me. But we do appreciate you calling tonight from Columbia, Pennsylvania, here on the program. We've got a lot more coming up.
Now, more with America's leading wrestling broadcaster. It's Wrestling with Jim Ross. You can talk with Jim Ross and his guests by calling 872-0750. Now, here's Jim Ross.
Thanks very much, and welcome back, everyone, to the program. A chilly night here in Atlanta, and it's time to play the Red Hot WCW Magazine Trivia. WCW Magazine, the new one, has Flying Brian Pillman on the cover, and many of you that subscribe to the magazine have already received your copy. For those of you that don't subscribe, you probably should. It's really the most comprehensive wrestling magazine on the newsstands. In any place you see where magazines are sold, you can normally find it. Check it out the next time you are there at your favorite magazine place. I think it will be on sale this Tuesday in all stores like Kroger and places like that nationwide, all these quick stop type places. But anyway, this is the WCW Magazine Trivia. The winner tonight will receive four tickets to the Thanksgiving Night WCW Omni event and the WCW prize pack. Those four tickets to the Thanksgiving Night Omni event will be good ones. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Big Thunder Cage, 92, eight man come dressed as you are, street fight. The first correct caller that correctly identifies the answer to our producer, Daryl Harris, at 741-0750. That's the phone number, folks, 741-0750. And this is the trivia question. With the Clash of Champions coming up this Wednesday night, Sting has had a great deal of success and some failures at the Clash of Champions. I want to know, at what clash was Sting's knee severely injured? Pretty simple question. At what clash was Sting's knee severely injured? The winner gets four tickets to the Thanksgiving Night Omni and a WCW prize pack. Interesting thing coming up on the 5th of December at the Omni. Now, listen to this. This is a real unique thing here. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be the WCW Warehouse Sale. What this is WCW Bargains. We all like bargains. And collectibles will be available on December the 5th at the Omni Coliseum from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. So from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., we'd like to invite you to stop by for a special autograph session. They'll have a couple of different areas set up where Sting and Ron Simmons will be in one area, Cactus Jack and Ravishing Rick Rude in another. Admission is absolutely free, but you don't want to miss those great bargains on those merchandise and the collectibles and all that good stuff. Plus, they've just given me this information this week. You'll also get a chance to register to win four tickets to the Starrcade 92 event on December 28th at the Omni, in addition to a workout session with Johnny B. Bad. So that could be a lot of fun. So that will be this big sale and the collectibles and all the bargains and all the shirts and the caps and the wristbands and the posters and the banners and all kinds of neat things. They're cleaning out the warehouse, and that'll be on the 5th of December at the Omni from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. I may stop by there myself. I'm always wanting a sweatshirt or something. And apparently, do we have a winner already? Well, we're going to go to the phones here real quick. We'll get to that in just a second. Let's talk to Randy in Clinton, Tennessee. Randy, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB in Atlanta.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
Yeah, oh, about just one thing. What you said about Johnny B. Badd doing something with him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't see why anybody would want to do that, because the last time he was in Knoxville, he was real rude to me.
Johnny B. Badd was rude to you?
Yes.
Well,
and while I don't particularly like Scotty Flamingo, I hope he knocks him out at the Clash.
Well, that could happen. That could happen. Three rounds of boxing for those two gentlemen. But, well, Randy, what else is on your mind tonight? What else more positive?
On the positive side, I wanted to know where Elegante, Abdul the Butcher, and Brutus Beefcake were.
Elegante, originally signed with the WWF, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, he got ill. I think he got physically sick, and he has some physical problems. And I think that he had a relapse in that, if I'm not mistaken. And he may be healthy now. I certainly hope that he is. But I don't think he's wrestling right now for them. Brutus Beefcake was involved in a terrible accident many, many months ago and broke many of the bones in his face on a jet
ski. Yeah, but wasn't he over that?
Well, he's over it to be able to talk or be an announcer or something like that, but he's not going to be able to wrestle again. They put his face looked like a puzzle. They put it all back together. And who was the other one you want to know about?
That's too bad.
Who was the other person you were asking about?
Abdullah the Butcher.
Abdullah may be at the nearest buffet. I don't know. He's like me. He likes to eat. Abdullah is wrestling a skeleton-like schedule with All Japan Wrestling. He goes over there probably 10 or 12 weeks a year. We appreciate your call tonight, Randy, from Clinton, Tennessee. And we're going to go back and talk to Mark in Lilburn. Hi, Mark. You're on Wrestling with Jim Ross.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
I just have a question about the Clash. If Sting were to beat Rick Reed at the Clash in the semifinals,
mm-hmm.
would he be the U.S. champion?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is... Rude's title's not up. It's just the... this is a King of Cable competition, so no, Rude's championship is not at stake in this deal, Mark.
Okay,
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. We have a winner in our trivia contest, Jim Call, in Morrow, Georgia. The home of Andre Hastings, number one. Is Andre number one, Daryl? George, you don't know, do you? You've been up there in Gainesville fishing. Heck, you just listen to Larry Munsell on the radio. Andre Hastings, I know, is from Mar, Georgia. And so is Jim Call. And Jim Call, though, will get the four tickets, not Andre Hastings, to the Thanksgiving Night Omni event. He correctly answered the question, at what Clash was Sting's knee severely injured? It was called the Texas Shootout. It was held in Corpus Christi, Texas, in February of 1990. So that was a good one. Let's see. And congratulations, Jim. Dr. Kenny in Doraville. Kenny, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross, and I thank you for holding, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Jim?
Good.
I got a question for you, and I want to know what happened to Stan Hansen. The reason why I want to know is because he's the only person.
He owes you money.
Huh?
He owes you money, right?
No. The reason why I want to know is because he's the only person I've seen that ever wrestled Big Van Vader to almost stand still.
Yeah, they had some great battles, didn't they?
Do you guys plan on having him back?
Well, I tell you, Kenny, there's a lot of interesting questions. You know, so I ask a lot of this question. I'm going to answer your question, first of all, but I want to make a point as well. There's a lot of athletes out there like Stan Hansen that are available have here wrestling that are available. But them being available doesn't necessarily mean that they want to wrestle here. Or Stan Hansen's a great example. Stan Hansen's Stan's going to be about 40. He may be early 40s. He keeps himself in great shape, but he wrestles a very intense 12 to 14 week schedule in Japan, and that's really about all he wants to do. He really doesn't want to wrestle any more than that schedule. The competition there is really tough. The travel's tough. The rings are hard. It's a tough situation. So Stan basically wrestles in Japan, and the rest of the year he has the luxury, because he saved his money, to stay home, and I think he lives in Jackson, Mississippi with his family. So I'd love to see him back here. He's a great, tough guy, And I know he's the kind of guy that Cowboy Bill Watts would like to have around here. So it's Stan's decision that he just doesn't want to compete that much. And Kenny, we thank you for your call, my friend. Let's talk to Joe in Douglasville. Hi, Joe. You're in Wrestling with Jim Ross.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I just want to know, I got a couple questions for you. Who's your pick for the Unified Tag Team title matches at the Clash?
Well, on the hotline last night, I predicted an upset. I think that Windham and Rose have got too many irons in the fire. I was real surprised when they got involved in the King of Cable competition. I've been somewhat surprised at some of the things I've heard them say to each other behind the scenes in the locker room. And I just felt like that based on those two variables, the fact that their focus is really not, hasn't been solely on tag team wrestling, that they were ripe for the pickings, as they say, and I predicted an upset. I think that Steamboat and Douglas got a great chance of winning the titles.
And I just want to know, I was watching WCW Saturday night, and I saw like the whole thing happen with Ravishing Rick Rude, and I just wanted to know, what was Beautiful Bobby and them? Why were they up there? Why were they with Rude at the time?
Well, that's another thing that's a really a unique deal. And it's been real confusing. It's confusing for broadcasters such as myself, and I'm sure it's confusing to the fans, is that the Dangerous Alliance has never been officially, nobody ever said these guys were bankrupt or something. I mean, the Dangerous Alliance is still an entity in WCW, even though these guys are basically doing their own thing. They still have an allegiance with each other, and apparently they still have an association, at least strong enough to be together in that particular situation. But I agree with you that the Dangerous Alliance situation is a little bit confusing. And speaking of that, we're going to talk to Brian in East Point, who is not confused, but he does want to talk about Paulie Dangerously and Medusa. Hi, Brian.
Hey, I
want
to talk about Medusa wrestling Paulie this Wednesday night.
Yeah.
I think she'll beat him real quick. I've been watching her wrestling, you know, when she was in women's wrestling.
Yeah, she's tough.
I've been watching her wrestling. I think she's pretty. Paulie, I ain't never seen Paulie wrestle.
Paulie wrestled Jim Cornette one time at the Great American Bash in Baltimore one year on pay per view. That was quite a situation. But I don't think Paulie's real athletic. Quite frankly, he's going to have one hand tied behind him. She has been trained extensively in martial arts. She's been a professional kickboxer. She's really tough. She's in great shape, as any person could probably see. I think it's going to be a real painful night for him. It's going to be a real experience. It's not going to be like arm wrestling Missy Hyatt. He's going to get punished on this one, and it's going to be something on live television on Wednesday. Brian, thank you for your call. Let's talk to Bill in Dallas. Bill, how you doing?
Pretty good, Jim. I want to make one quick comment, and then I want to talk about Paulie.
Okay.
I hope Rick Rude beats the daylights out of Sting.
All right.
And the reason I say that is I was real disappointed with what Sting did last night on TV, how he came out and approached him.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm something of a fan of Paulie. I believe he is a legal wizard. He knows what he's doing there. But, hey, wrestling-wise, he is no strategy. It's obvious he does not know the background of Medusa, former AWA World Champion. Ladies champion.
Yep.
You know, wrestled extensively. And I'm afraid he's going to get his rear end totally decimated, especially since he's only got one hand behind his back.
Yeah, he's at a disadvantage. He would be at a disadvantage if he didn't have one hand tied behind his back, in my opinion.
True.
But the thing about that deal is I do know that that exhibition, that situation, will be a five-minute time limit. So, in other words, they're going to have 5 minutes of primetime television this Wednesday night to settle their differences in the ring, and I quite frankly don't think it's going to take her 5 minutes.
Well, the question is, can he run for 5 minutes?
I don't know. He ran pretty good last night, it looked like. He was motoring pretty well. It looked like Michael Haynes catching a football and running down the sideline. So, Bill, we thank you for your call tonight from Dallas, and we're going to be taking more of your calls. If you want to be a part of the program, it's 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Every line is blinking, so we're really busy tonight. Our producer, Daryl Harris, is answering the phones as rapidly as possible, and we're going to be getting more of you on in just a few moments. Again, our congratulations for our trivia contest winner. Jim Call won the 4 tickets to the Thanksgiving Night Omni. We're going to be giving some more tickets away next week and some more prizes here on the program. Again, Tony Schiavone will be with us here next week. This portion of Wrestling with Jim Ross is brought to you by WCW Merchandise. We talked about the big warehouse sale. And we'll hear more about the merchandise that's available to you coming up next on AM 750 WSB.
This is the Stinger here for Jim Ross on AM 750 WSB. Give him a call and talk to him right now on 872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Call now.
Thanks very much, Stinger, and welcome back, everyone. Our meteorologist, Kirk Hedlock Mellish, predicts that tonight is going to be a low of 35 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and high of 58, low of 38 tomorrow night. Right now, it's 41 on top of Peachtree. It's dropped a degree since we last spoke of the weather. And I shan't speak of the weather again tonight, Daryl. Pretty good, huh? There you go. That's my copy sheet right here, by golly. And you thought it was an ad-lib, didn't you, ladies and gentlemen? We've got it all written down right here for you. And more spots. This show is crammed full of advertisers, and we thank them for being on this program. Let's look again, the Clash of the Champions. Interesting things are going to be occurring there. Some special features on the King of Cable, the Strongest Arm Contest that's going on Worldwide Wrestling. Another big arm wrestling contest this weekend on Worldwide Wrestling. And also on Worldwide this weekend with Tony Schiavone and Jesse Ventura, a matchup involving Ravishing Rick Rude and Kensuke Sasaki in a one-on-one contest. It looks like Z-Man and Johnny Gunn will be forming a tag team, and there's a special music video on those two gentlemen this Wednesday that'll be debuting. We have discussed at length the Paulie Medusa situation. That's pretty much a consensus. Everybody thinks Paulie's going to get killed. Not literally, or at least we hope not killed, but he's going to probably wish he was dead by the time she gets through with him. Eric Watts and Sasaki take on Anderson and Eaton with Michael Hayes at ringside. Big tag match. I got to think that the veterans are going to pull that one out, Anderson, Eaton, and Hayes, on that matchup. I think they're going to win that one. Brad Armstrong and Flying Brian may steal the whole show, as they say, and I think that's going to be an outstanding match. I'm going to go with Pillman on that, I believe. Jesse Ventura and Missy Hyatt will be the presiding figures, no pun intended there, Missy, on the Lethal Lottery drawing. The first four names of the Lethal Lottery will be drawn, and there will be some names, I think, that might surprise you that will be announced Wednesday night in the Lethal Lottery drawing. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We hope that you'll join us on television or in Macon if you can and be there with us live for that event. Let's go back to the telephones to talk to Larry in Dalton. Hi, Larry, and thanks for calling.
How you doing, Jim?
Good.
I got a couple questions for you tonight.
Okay.
First of all, is Beach Blast going to be an annual event, or is it going to be like Capital Combat in only one year?
I think that they're speaking of Beach Blast being the pay-per-view for next summer and then having the Great American Bash tour and not a Great American Bash pay-per-view. So I think that everybody liked the Beach Blast theme, and I think you may see it again next summer.
Okay, and during Halloween Havoc, mm-hmm. How come Beautiful Bobby and Arn Anderson and Michael Hayes got applauded so much?
Well, the fans of Philadelphia are unique, and a lot of the fans on the East Coast are a lot like that. It's kind of surprising. It's a little bit shocking sometimes. They like the rule breakers, and Arn Anderson, quite frankly, has earned their respect over the years through his hard work and through his tenacious competition, and it's just a strange situation. The fans on the East are much different than the fans in the South as far as the way they look at wrestling. We're going to go back down South right now and talk on our long-distance line. We're going to talk to Don in Jacksonville, Florida. Don, you're on Wrestling with Jim Ross, and I thank you for calling from Florida.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I want to have a comment and a quick question.
Okay.
Comment is, everybody shouldn't count Paulie Dangerously out just yet because he's a pretty slick individual.
He's shrewd there, Don. He'll have a plan. There's no doubt about that. He won't come unarmed, so to speak, at least mentally.
And the second question is, I'd like to know whatever happened to Jack Briscoe, if you know the whereabouts of him.
Jack Briscoe, originally from Blackwell, Oklahoma, All-American at Oklahoma State University, former NWA champion, owns real estate, owns a body shop, and another business interest or two. He's retired and lives in the Tampa, Florida area. You know, if nobody knew who Jack Briscoe was, and he walked into a wrestling promoter's office here in 1992 and asked for a resume to go to work or to try out, they'd probably laugh him out of the office. He was a very unassuming-looking athlete, but he was phenomenal. And I think that's the direction that Bill Watts wants to take WCW more in an athletic vein. And I know that Watts is actively recruiting a lot of great amateurs, guys that have had Olympic and Pan American Games experience. And there could be some big announcements made regarding some signees in WCW sometime around the first of the year. We're going back to the long distance to talk to Miracle in Mountain View, Missouri. Hi, Miracle.
Hi. I've got two questions for you. Faith wanted me to ask if you knew whatever happened to Sid.
Sid Vicious?
Yeah.
Sid Vicious is living in West Memphis, Arkansas, where he's from, and I guess he's probably at a batting cage somewhere hitting softballs. I really don't know. I don't think he's wrestling anywhere right now.
Okay, and I wanted to know, I was reading in a newsletter that Arn and Bobby were leaving in January. I was wanting to know if that was any truth or...
Not to my knowledge, Miracle. Sometimes you can't... a lot of that's just speculation, and it's just... It's based on hearsay, and it's based on pure speculation. And as far as I know, Arn and Bobby are not leaving in January. If they do, well, then I'm sure that they'll always be welcome back to compete in WCW. They're outstanding competitors. Whether you like them as far as rule breakers or not, you've got to respect their talent and their ability. And we thank you for calling tonight from Mountain View, Missouri. We're just about at the end of our rope here tonight as far as time's concerned. We have talked with WSB more about extending our show for another hour, and I know that we've talked about that a great deal here since we've been on the air, and we're working on that and certainly hope to be able to make some announcement on that in the next few weeks. Also, it looks like that this program is going to be available on a much broader base. Some national syndication plans are in the works as well, so we hope to have some big news for everybody here in the next few weeks. But more importantly, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. I hope you'll tune in next week. Tony Schiavone will be in the chair next week. I'm sure we'll have perhaps even a special guest here, but more importantly, some interviews from some of the stars that will compete this Wednesday at the Clash of the Champions. I'll be in Buffalo with the Atlanta Falcons. We'll be on the air right here on AM 750 this Sunday morning at 10:35. If you haven't listened to our tailgate show, I certainly hope that you will. Give us a shot this Sunday morning, 10:35, on the Atlanta Falcon tailgate show. And we'll be at center stage tomorrow night for the TV taping. I'm sure I'll see some of you there. And don't forget to join us this Wednesday night for the Clash of the Champions live on TBS. For my producer, Daryl Harris, I'm Jim Ross saying good night, everybody.